My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin doesn't believe his scammer Jane is real, and she's looking for money again. And we discuss Bollywood, so listen and enjoy.
Oh.
She writes, "Hello, dear. Good morning. How was your night? I miss you so much, and I know you do. My life has been a hard one. I cry all night. I was hungried. My life was S-word.
Oh, wow. I was hungried.
S-word. Hungried. Yeah.
Then I decided to borrow $700 from school to buy some food. And I didn't know schools had like an ATM where you could just borrow what you need.
No. Interesting how she was pressing you for money, but it was available from school.
School had it.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Then I decided to borrow $700 from school to buy some food and pay my house rent and renew my internet bill. I messaged my lawyer to help me some cash. He said he broke because he went to a project in Dubai. Somebody else needs some scamming. And about my money, there I need to be there and sign a document before he start anything with the money. Because we don't have fax machines or emails where we can do this. We don't have the 21st century.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Well, it was still good enough in the 20th century.
You can't get a notary in Nigeria. What's the problem there, sweetie?
Yeah, really.
Now the school is disturbing me for the money, which I don't have.
They're disturbing.
Poking you in the arm.
Oh, you beat me to it. Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Now I'm disturbed. But I thank God you are back, and I love you so much. Darling, kissing and hugs. Tell me what happened to you. I said, honey, I'm glad you are back too. I am confused. I got a message from Facebook saying that your account has been suspended because you are not a real person. You can't prove where you are.
Oh, I got to hear the answer to that.
She said, no, hackers changed my password and began to use it. I think that was when it was blocked. I am effing real, and don't get confused, dear. A lot of language one.
Language? Hey.
Yeah, that's pretty aggressive answer back to you.
Yeah. I go, you created another Facebook profile, and that was deleted too. She writes, yes, my picture was detected, and then they deleted me immediately. But I thank God anyways. I am not harmed by using my picture for something else. And I go, just show Facebook that you are the real deal, dear. She goes, I am fed up of there, and I can never go there again. I don't know what happens next.
Because you're not allowed.
Yeah.
Fine, you can get rid of it.
I go, nothing will happen. Facebook is very responsive.
Yes.
Extremely yes.
No, they're actually they're
no,
not.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Oh, really?
No,
they're no. Not.
Yeah, with Harvey, whether he found her in a toot suite.
Yeah, how many people had a reporter?
Well,
yeah.
I go, prove that you are the woman you are. You'll be back in no time. She writes, no there. I don't want to. Please try to understand me. I don't want to get myself into trouble. Remember, I'm trying to live a secure life here.
Please don't make me go to Facebook. Please don't make me.
Instagram to you, woman. You think Facebook would harm you in Nigeria if you tried to get your account back?
Yeah, really. Do you think that they have the Facebook police? Yeah,
they don't have contacts in Western Africa. Other fake Davin does.
There, yeah, that's right. He's the black magic
Should
guy.
What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yes, that was a big portion of it this week, yeah.
She writes, I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong. I mean about the hackers. I don't want to get into such thing again. Another hacker might hack my account, use it for something else. That's what I meant. I'm not opening it, and I'll never open it anymore. So I write, it's terrible how people would take advantage of social media and corrupt it so much as to make it harmful to innocent people. Don't you agree?
Touche on that, because she was just lying so bad.
No.
Touche.
She goes, it's terrible, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, she's really?
Yeah, really?
You got to hear that in her voice. Oh, it's terrible, dear. Oh, yes, it is.
I go, why do you think somebody would do such a thing?
I can't imagine.
She goes, please, I don't want to remember what happened to me. Don't raise anything about that. Tell me what happened to you since when I left, which is typical scammer protocol.
Yeah.
Don't ask me questions. Let's talk about you.
Yeah.
When they don't have the answers, which is very often.
Yes, because they corner, and especially when they're cornered with them,
mm-hmm.
which they rarely are by a lot of other people, except with, you.
I go, we must understand the criminal element so that we can defeat it. Don't you agree, dear?
and he, I mean, she is so annoyed by what you're questioning.
And Caitlin said, and Jane said, I agree, but I think it's me that will. I go, you that will what? She goes, I mean, it's not me that will do that. I go, I'm just trying to help you, dear. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see the criminals win. I've dealt with many criminals over the years, and they never win. It would be foolish for one to even try. There's one of those little warnings I give. Like,
little foreshadowing.
Like you should probably stop now.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, because it hasn't gone well for others.
No, I'm trying to let you out of this. She goes, sorry, dear, I don't want to do that anymore. I mean the Facebook. I am all right with here. I go, as you wish. It will make communication harder, though. Maybe it's time we take our relationship to the next level and have a video chat.
Oh, okay.
You know, the funny thing is that you say I'm giving them their opportunity to go, but but in the same token, you're giving them a lot of incentive to keep going.
Yep.
Well, Joe, you like to say people are responsible for their own decisions.
I understand, but that's what I'm saying. So
I'm
in
giving
the same
you a choice.
I know, and that's exactly. So it's not all one side of the street where I'm.
Well, I got a show to write, Joe.
I know you're giving them plenty of opportunity to stay too. So don't. You know.
I could say no. I'm on to you. This is over. But then we wouldn't have tonight.
Yeah. Now we go to commercial. Right. Yeah, I get it. But just in the fact of the whole. Sham you're giving her.
But that is fake David. Yes. The piece of bait that you can never quite get your mouth around. Delicious.
Succulent even.
Succulent. April 21st, I said, hi, Jane. April 22nd, she says, hello, good morning. I can only text you. I load my internet here. I told you this once. It seems you don't trust or believe me anymore because I was sent away. Don't let that happen, dear. Don't doubt me. I can hurt you.
I go, What?
I go, don't doubt me. I can hurt you. What do you mean you can hurt me? And then on April 25th, I go, do you like the movies from Nollywood?
Nollywood.
It's Nigeria. They have like Nollywood. They're making movies. Nollywood.
Really?
Yeah, I just seen an article on it.
Oh,
could you see? You're a big star. They put your little picture in the little star in the mud.
Yeah,
it rains. It goes away.
They have very temporary stars.
Very temporary stars. Well, your star will fade, especially when it rains.
During the rainy season, we have no stars.
Yeah, no star. We got to start all again in the spring.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.